Son. And when you listen to Jesus describe himself, he's not a way to heaven. He's not a good way to heaven. He's not a better way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Okay, question for this episode is that even if we assume that one particular religion is true, such as Christianity, Judaism, I guess if we're speaking of the Bible's context, doesn't the existence of many religions at least prove that mankind likes to make up religious stories and that people have a tendency to believe them? So even if you think of maybe Paul's interaction with the people at Mars Hill and the Areopagus in Acts 17. So he discusses how the religious man is, what he is about, and that there are so many different gods that they tend to worship. But the question is, okay, then, well, how do you know which one is the right one then? How would you answer that question?
Well, the Bible acknowledges that since the fall of Adam, man's heart is an idol factory. The Bible acknowledges that there will be many religions, many false gods, and men do tend to make up religious stories, and they do tend to believe them. This is why in the Ten Commandments we're commanded to worship no other god but the God of the Bible. So the Bible acknowledges this. Paul, as he's preaching at the Areopagus, says, I see all these, you know, city full of idols. I've come here to declare to you. I saw an idol that was, you have so many gods, you even wanted to pay tribute to the unknown god. And he said, I'm here to tell you about that unknown god. And he declared Christ to them. So the Old New Testaments acknowledge the presence of idolatry and false religion. What we've got to do is ask, what makes, how can we know that Christianity is the truth? How can we know that Christianity represents the one true religion? And I would say that in some sense, we're going to have to rest in the knowledge that Christianity is self-authenticating. The Bible doesn't attempt to, for example, prove the existence of God. It assumes the existence of God. God is speaking. Jesus declared, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So he just declares the truth about himself. Now, his coming is in accordance with many Old Testament prophecies, so there's a proving process there. He performs signs and wonders and miracles in their very presence. God is authenticating his son there. And, of course, the ultimate authentication is the fact that he's sinless. They can't, even as the ones who condemn him, can't find anything wrong in him. They have to make things up in order to excuse their crucifixion of him. And then he's raised from the dead bodily. And so the empty tomb declares the truth about Christ. But as I think about world religions, Josh, and I compare them, a couple of things stand out to me. You really, when you compare all the world's religions, you really have two. You have the religious approach that represents human achievement, and you have a religion of divine accomplishment. That's Christianity. Christianity says that God saves, and he has saved man by his son. God has given a savior. Man is a son. The Bible tells a story of all that is, how man came to be and how sin came to be and why the world is as it is and how God has provided the remedy and he has chosen to save sinful human beings by his son. Divine accomplishment. Every other religious system involves man in some way saving himself, either by positive thinking or by good behavior or by faithfulness to a standard of commandments that he has to keep. So you have human accomplishment, you have divine achievement. That makes Christianity different. The second thing that I think about when I compare the world's religions is how often the religions of the world pay some tribute to Jesus. When you talk about Mormonism, there's reference to Jesus. When you talk about Jehovah's Witnesses, there's reference to Jesus. When you talk about Islam, there's reference to Jesus. Sure. How many of the world's religions pay tribute to Jesus? Well, then we need to stop and ask, what did Jesus say about himself? Mm-hmm. And the Bible gives us that information. Did Jesus claim just to be a good man? Does he claim to be just a prophet? No, he claimed to be the incarnated Son of God, the eternal Son of God, come to earth by taking to himself an additional nature, a real human nature, so that in Jesus of Nazareth, you have the God-man. This is absolutely unique to Christianity, the idea of the incarnation, God relating himself to man in this way. This is unique to Christianity. So what we have to do is recognize that every religion tells some story about the origins of the world, how it came to be, why it is as it is. And the Bible's story is unique. Mm-hmm. It is unique. And from my own mind, I tell people sometimes, if I had nothing else to rest my confidence in Scripture upon, my heart would be satisfied by the Bible's depiction of man's condition. Mm. The Bible absolutely nails us when it comes to what man is by nature, how he thinks, how he behaves, and what will be the repercussions for his actions. If man does this, just taking, for example, the sin of adultery. Mm. The Bible declares that when a man is unfaithful to his wife and goes in to some other woman, he's taking steps down to Hades, the grave. He's going to suffer for this. There's going to be loss involved with this. And then you watch what happens in the world, Josh, and that's exactly what takes place. Mm. The repercussions that God says we will meet with when we perform these acts, those things come to pass over and over and over again. So the Bible doesn't teach that man is basically good. Mm-hmm. The Bible teaches that man is a sinner. Mm-hmm. The Bible doesn't teach that man is by nature generous and thoughtful and unselfish, just the opposite. Man by nature lives for himself. And I look out at this world and I ask, what do I see in the human race? I see exactly what the Bible describes. Well, the same Bible that tells me what man's problem is tells me what man's answer is. Mm-hmm. And that answer is his son. And when you listen to Jesus describe himself, he's not a way to heaven. He's not a good way to heaven. He's not a better way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven. And he's received not by earning him through works, but by believing upon him. It's by grace alone. The Bible teaches that salvation is known. It's by faith alone, and it's in Christ alone. That's the Bible's message. So I would say pay attention to the differences and the uniqueness that Christianity represents.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.